mother and father was living in the house. And they were coming in from work one evening from the west. This place was down on the D&E Railroad. And they got there and the house was just completely aflame, you know, all over. About 45 or 46, somewhere along there. And the other house, well, it's been remodeled and changed. The other house that we moved into after we moved up to town.
Well, can you tell me something about the earliest house you remember living in? You know, the different rooms that it had and all that?
Yeah, it was a two-story house. And there was four rooms downstairs and two rooms upstairs. Had a double fireplace. What we call a living room, or they called it parlor back then. Had a fireplace in it, and then the bedroom where my mother and father lived. Had a fireplace in it. And the girls had the bedroom downstairs, and then the kitchen and dining room was all together, you know. And then we boys had bedrooms upstairs. When it burned, when the paint was all gone, it had been a white house, you know.
Was it one of these high ceiling type houses?
Yeah, it is high ceiling.
Can you remember how high those things were? Just about?
I think it was 12 feet. I know the stairs, there were 17. Steps, you know, going upstairs. I'm pretty sure the ceiling was 12 feet because your stairs about 8 inches, your steps, you know. And of course, the bottom one wasn't, the top one rather, wasn't that. You know, you step from the top up on the landing. We have a storm house. It's all a community affair. Always, out of 12 or 20. And, of course, it came up and then had a ceiling here and then a roof on the storm house. And, of course, we had a dug well. It was 36-inch well. I guess it's about 36 feet deep. And I never did go down in that well.
Don't blame me, I wouldn't either.
Of course, I remember my older brother going down in there and cleaning it out, you know.